Alrighty, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Project Review with Q. Asha, did you make it to the other side?
I'm here. Nice to see you.
All right. Now we're going to get really serious, aren't we?
No, we're going to start with a song, I hope.
I don't have any songs. I'm a one-trick pony. Let's see. Do I have any songs? I think I'm sung out, Asha. How about you sing, Hot Shot?
I loved your last song you just sang to close out the show. You know that's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Pink Floyd, the mileage we got through Pink Floyd and our education process here is fantastic. What better in 1975 than an album called Dark Side of the Moon, right? It's brilliant to prove that we were going through the Enlightenment process then, and people paid their life for it. And you know, you look at some of the atrocities that happened to that band, and you'll recognize that they worked very hard to get a lot of good information out to you. And it's a great honor to get to sing those songs, and I applaud Pink Floyd and David Gilmour and so many others. And especially when people stand up to Facebook and you're offered billions of dollars for using the title to Another Brick in the Wall and so forth. Love that. I just love how these guys just said, screw you, you know. We got messaging. This is art. This is our art. And I just love it. It's an incredible project, wouldn't you say?
I would say.
Yeah. And we did say. Now, you're supposed to remind me of something today, and my favorite words, I can't remember what you're supposed to remind me of.
Well, there are a few things. We didn't actually get to them in the other show, which we were supposed to get to.
Oh, let's keep going then.
Oh,
it's our
okay.
Show. It's our show.
Okay.
I do have some updates at the end of the show here today that are going to be very important. So stay with us here. You have some more dialogue for me, I'm happy to take it on. I consider this a project. It's why we do this, right?
Right.
If you need a minute to pose, I can babble or something if you need to get through your documents there or something.
Okay, go ahead.
Project UQ is really fun for me. And the reason it's so fun for me is everyone is teaching me how well our excitement is growing. And so when I get to meet all of you, it's just fantastically thrilling. And my great goal is I hope you share the same. And I'm going to get closer and closer to you, even though it looks like we're apart for a little bit here. This is very well put together, trust me. And the timing and sequence of events is very important now. And so I encourage you to keep working with your pro formas in a way that complements the delivery to others. So I want to make something is outstanding, but does anybody want it? And that collaboration is contagiously powerful now. It is a great honor to get phone calls this week from what I consider royalty. Royalty in the Hawaiian Islands to get to speak to these individuals. I applaud their bravery working with me. And my great passion will be to remove everything that Captain Cook did to the South Pacific Islanders. And many others join in that story, of course. But sovereignty is number one on my list, especially in the South Pacific. And the greatest tool we can use to remove these hierarchical systems is let's do proper trade again. And so we can go around our systems and use the systems to condemn the systems. And so that's my great encouragement, to not fall into the trap of another money system that doesn't respectfully endorse your excitement. Trade and barter with a means of exchange isn't all bad, don't get me wrong. But when one individual controls it and or the metrics around it, then it is bad, obviously. So that's my great encouragement. And just know that when I'm working with the these what I call royalty in these other countries, because they're brave enough to stand up to these tyrannies, it does take a little bit of energy, a little bit of time, and it's all for you, because you all deserve to go to Hawaii and share that experience. Why does somebody get to take over an island? I'm in shock that America hasn't helped the islanders, and it's not to judge. It's just there's so many islands that have been suppressed. And I can't wait to turn that around. It's going to be so fun. And my co-host, is there something you wanted to direct me on?
Thank you so much. You explained where we were going to go from here with As Above, So Below. So thank you. So the below group that are sort of trying to corral humanity right now are talking about the rapture. The rapture. And if you look at the word rapture, rap is to hit sharply and swiftly, or to complain. And chur is a state of being. So to have that as a state of being, it also means getting caught up or being taken away. And so that would be the below experience of, let's say, a reevaluation for one world currency for total control of humanity. Now, don't be concerned, because we might go through that to get to the above, which would be ascension. So the true ascension, of course, rising to higher frequencies outside of control, where there's no need for monetary exchange. And this is what Project Review with Q is teaching us. It's teaching us to live from our excitement, just like the Immaculate Conception we spoke about in the previous show, where you're just igniting your passions and then things become created. So thank you for allowing me to share that.
Yeah, it's the story is, as usual, it's just misdirection. So if I can get you to believe in the an item you need before you can create, is all money is about, for the most part. And so as soon as I get the money, I'm going to get the car, instead of I really can't wait to get transportation so I can go fulfill the needs when I get there, et cetera, et cetera. So there's so many little tricks to money, let alone the black magic that's on at least in American money. And who are these people on our money, by the way? No one knows their names, do they? Our kids are like, who is this? I don't know. I just want a bunch of them. So, you know, it's now a comedy show, money, in most cases, because we're looking at the faces of people. We don't even know their names. If you're in UK or Australia or Canada, like, I don't even know these people. And so they have to reinvent money for you again. Somebody will love to give you a new shiny something, when really our power, our real money is our imagination, our dreams, our ambitions, our excitement. Boy, surely we're tired of me saying that word.
There is one coin that all over the world, and even children, seem to recognize. What coin is that?
Well, the four-year-old does, that's for sure. And that is the Donald Trump silver coin. That was a clue to everyone. You are getting asset-backed money. that is a huge win for a lot of countries. The patience in which the African people have gone through, the tyrannies in Africa are just shocking regarding money. When you look at the countries, maybe United Emirates or otherwise, notice they're all have mansions. But when they go to the mall, they can't buy anything because they can't find anybody to work there because everybody's rich with the U.S. dollar, of course. So that's a great example of what tyrannies have happened in the last 100 years collapse. Is, you know, when we look at Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein, they wanted to give their resources. They wanted to get rid of the U.S. dollar. They wanted to give the GDP, the gross domestic revenue, back to the people, just like United Emirates and otherwise. All those reserves, all that revenue should go back to you. Well, in America, British Petroleum and Exxon takes all of the revenue-producing activities and keeps it for themselves, and then you go to the pump and give them more money. And so we're learning the hard way that what we manufacture, what we produce, what we possess, if we're going to associate revenue to it, if we're going to measure revenue, it needs to go right back to us, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and also it's interesting to point out that those big companies you mentioned do not pay taxes.
Yeah, they don't need to. They don't have to do that because they're them, right?
That, of course.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of sitting in on some of those incredible meetings. And no one cares. I guarantee you that. No one cares and pretends to care. It's quite fascinating, a group of thugs at the C-suites of these corporations. They very special breed of individuals. I'll leave it at that.
It's interesting that the Federal Reserve has a cadavers sheet over it now.
Well, that's so nothing can get out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just for Halloween. It's the ghost of stolen past, stolen money.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to have paintings of the SS Governor. SS Governor was a ship that sank in Puget Sound, and it split in half coming around, I think, the Port Townsend point there. And, the SS Governor is prolific because, well, it's exactly what happened to the Titanic. And by the way, did you notice that how many cruise ships, huge ocean liners, were made from 1910 to 1930? It was masses of them made. Well, that was to distribute gold to all of you. And that's why all those ships are sunk. Titanic being one of them. So the Titanic was blown up everywhere. So I'm sorry to inform you of that. And that's why you're not allowed to dive on it. And that's why Bob Ballard was kicked off of it, because he knows that. And that's why he'll never be able to tell you that, so I will for him. You were supposed to be at your RV back then, and many other times. And obviously 9/11 was about your RV, reevaluation of currency. You're going back to true means of exchange, if there is one, and it's based on your productivity. Your stock market is going to be interesting very soon. The stock market is designed to gamble on your neighbor being proficient at his job. You're waking up. Thank you, everyone. You're doing a great job. And let's stop gambling on the proficiency of your neighbors. And that's my suggestion. What else do you want to play with today, Asha?
Thank you for that. So I noticed a project that appears to have been laid out by Source. Are you interested in hearing?
Yes, I'm kind of scared though. Because I didn't do any homework. So help me out here. Go ahead. What are you going to hit me with?
So I'm watching the band Van Halen. And Eddie Van Halen starts a band, and his lead singer is originally David Lee Roth. And David Lee Roth sings songs like Running with the Devil and Jamie's Tears. And he is talking about death by pizza. We know what that means. So he was a lead singer, and that may have attracted quite a few beings that were maybe hooked up with Dark. And then he leaves, and Sammy Hagar comes along as a lead singer. And his songs, The Best of Both Worlds, Love Walks In, and he's all about light and love and source. And he even mentioned having a visitation by the creation light chip. So I wonder who Sammy Hagar is. But the interesting thing is, it seems as though I see this as a project, because now we've got all these beings that loved Van Halen with David Lee Roth, and they're accepting and receiving Sammy Hagar just as much. So there's a huge transformation happening with people through music, through swapping the dark to light without people knowing. And also, David Lee Roth cannot be in the same room with Sammy Hagar. Why would that be?
Oh, that's brilliant. Wow. You are, so this is what you do in your free time. Okay. It's just brilliantly done. So when you started playing with this, how did you get on this trail? I'm kind of curious. I know that Ron, his favorite song is from that 5150 album, I think it is. But where did you catch on to this? Even though I recognize you as the seer of truth and everything, but what spurred this for you?
Many, many things. Eddie Van Halen himself. Now that seems to be a light being. It's been difficult to see exactly. Would Max be in there at all?
Yeah. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So, there's several bands with this agenda. So that transition of the singers, as an example, really proves that there is some agendas here from the creation light ship. But it is not as let's say specific to the task. It's more from the art coming through the art. So when you make art, you get more light, as an example. When you make a song, you get more light. So at certain times, you may engage more of your light or less of your light, depending on your environment, as an example. And that is one of those. But if you start looking at the words, what you've pointed out gets a little more obvious. And we'll look at the words of Best of Both Worlds, which is an incredible, incredibly skillfully written. And it goes like this. I don't know what I've been living on, but it's not enough to fill me up. I need more than just words can say. I need everything this life can give me. Come on, baby, close your eyes, let go. This can be everything we've dreamed. It's not work that makes it work. No, let the magic do the work for you. Because something reached out and touched me, and now I see that all I want the best of both worlds, and baby, I know what it's worth. We can have the best of both worlds. A little heaven right here on earth. There's a picture in the gallery of a fallen angel looked a lot like you. We forget where we come from sometimes. And I had a dream. It was really you. You don't have to die to go to heaven or hang around to be born again. Just tune into what this place has got to offer. Because we may never be here again. Now, it's pretty well said, wouldn't you say?
So awesome. Love it.
So you got it right. That was, and many other bands, obviously Queensryche, Iron Maiden, a failure would be Led Zeppelin. Dark Magician got a hold of them. obviously many others. Great success out of Sting, Pink Floyd, Nirvana, on and on we could go. In Excess to a degree. The directive was through art, because you have to use more of your heart to make a song, don't you?
Oh, yes. All of your heart.
Yeah. And you don't stop until you finish that song. To this day, I have a very tough time making music because it is so much work. It feels like work in this body. But I like playing with it. I listen to it every day, all day. So it's quite interesting where we favor our passions. Today, I like being a catalyst for change, improvement measure, implementation master. We'll assume. We'll see how I do. How else do you want to proceed today?
Thank you for that. And just one thing I noticed why this stood out to me is because David Lee Roth appears to want to be seen as the incarnation of the devil. And Sammy Hagar is just such a pure light and so playful and fun. So that contrast was pretty extreme. And I'm surprised, though, that Van Halen kept and increased their audience.
Yeah. And different style of music, too, wasn't it?
It was so different.
I would say they got more popular, too.
Yes, absolutely.
So the light is just better at it. We're just better. We can't help it.
That is true. More interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's so fun to see. Because we're out of time, it's so fun to see the volume, the canvassing we've done here, all of you have done to receive your light is really working now. And it's so exciting. And I remember Jane and Billy, they asked me, why did you do it this way? And why do you do it? And I said, because it's never gets old. To go from 0 to 100 is just so thrilling. It's just fantastic to see us grow a universe. It's magnificent. It's you all on this call are magnificent. It's so enticing. You can't help yourself, can you? You have to wake up every day, whether you like it or not, right?
And we're all liking it more, I hope. We certainly are, yeah. Even though they're trying to kill us.
what's a few deaths? Yeah, it is unfortunate that we took some hits this last couple weeks. And I'm sorry to inform the people. I suppose we should probably talk about a little bit. So we do have the ability to re-energize bodies, and some of the people on our team did get taken out, and we brought them back. And I know it sounds fantastic, but getting hit by hyperbolics and scalar and microwaves is not healthy for a human. And so a couple of us had to heal up here, and we're back on it again. So it's real, everyone. Getting psychotronics put in your head is not a fun experience, but we took care of those individuals, and upward and onward we go.
And you are our hero. Thank you. I know you were blown up pretty bad, so thank you for recreating your being and being so joyful throughout this whole thing.
Yeah, so it does prove that you can regenerate a body, no problem. And those projects coming forward to proof it are going to be exciting, that you can regenerate bodies and you can do age regression and progression. And a lot of individuals owe us that technology, not for the phantasm of anti-aging. It's just a sustained life without getting cut and pasted all the time. So most of us are about, if you're between the age of 35 and 55, you're a good number, you're probably closer to 250 years old, somewhere right in there. And because the cutting and paste has been so prevalent, at least the last, what you measure as the last 100 years, your body has been accelerated in its aging process from your perception's point of view. So you're perceiving yourself as a certain age is not really based on time. It's based on wearing out. So your shoe's getting older. You're not. So that's my great encouragement. And there's a lot of tools to rekindle our bodies. And I'm sorry, we probably shouldn't be calling them anti. We shouldn't be calling them healing beds, in my opinion. But there are a lot of tools here coming at you, and it does take a little bit of practice to use them. And light chambers are the ones I'm suggesting everyone start looking at, and you can make your own. So that's some clues that are coming. I don't want to endorse any one modality or any one technology. I'm just saying that the light is your tool. And sound, of course, is very prominent too. So stay tuned. What else do you want to chat about today?
Perfect send-off once again. So one of the things that the team recognized during all of these attacks is our ability to use our inner technology, because we were able to connect with each other, even though they shut off all communications. Would you like to share about that?
Yeah, so one of the tricks they do is they make sure we can't communicate. So that's, and so I have the ability to track AI, and as you can see, the movies kind of help you out there. So if you look at the Matrix, I do have that ability to track AI. So you're making a big mistake when you attack me, because they know I'm going to find them, and then they'll be destroyed. So they take care when they do it, and one of the ways they slow us down is, of course, make it so our phones don't work and our computers don't work. They take out the battery systems is a pretty fun little trick, and they can do it from very far away. Remember, there's no such thing as space and time for these individuals. So when they see us coordinating, and this has a lot to do with the last show, the triangulation of light beings, when we work together, gets really obvious. We stand out like a light bright set. And so they also have to be careful that they scale it up. That's why it's called scalar, is they weaken the target, and then they hit you with the psychotronics at the very end, knowing they have to come out of the closet. Now that exposes them, and then that's when they get destroyed. So it's never the individual pulling the trigger in this case that's controlling the outcome, and or the designed deliverable of destroying the communication or destroying the individual. It is always tricky to find these individuals because they're quick. They know we can destroy them instantly, but they can't keep up with us any longer, and they know it. And so this is their only tool, is just to distract us, make timelines that are not ours. That's their only tool. Get us on timelines that aren't ours. Could be the legal system, could be a sideways individual that calls in, can be all sorts of things. They have all sorts of tricks like that, but they're not successful with us because we know the game and we don't buy into it. And that's why you don't see a lot of emails from us. It's designed that way. And that's why we do this verbally. We do everything verbally. And I love it. I love you all for your patience and your participation. And I need you. And we all need you. So keep your friends in the loop here and let's keep going. What do you say, Asha?
Thank you for that. Excellent. One of the Dark's projects is, of course, to make us aware of how dangerous AI is so that they can produce something to take over for that. And that's what we need to be aware of, because every single device is there to distract us from our inner technology, our spirit, and how we use our abilities to communicate with each other without a phone, without a computer, how we use our abilities to heal. It's all inside of us. That's one of the reasons why QO says go within. Everything, this massive divine technology, is all within us. So if we could all start weaning ourselves off of all of these devices and just play with communicating with people who you love, and you'll be surprised. It's actually quite easy and very, very fun. And sometimes we're forced to do that and we find out, wow, we can do this.
Yeah, when you look around the animal kingdom, they do it every day at birth, right? So they don't speak. Well, I guess I do know a couple dolphins that do speak, but So practice and practice, and that's why we are getting so strong with Project Review Q. Kristen and I can talk whenever we want. Both of them, we can talk whenever we want. We don't. We take great care when we do it, but it does take practice. And that your radio has a frequency match with the ones that you really care about, and that's how it works. It's not as messy as you think. It's just really clean. It's very subtle, but perfect. And so it was very easy when we lost communication to check in with each other. And that's how I knew to get you help. That's how my main man over here got you help. We all reside at a frequency in most cases that is symbiotic of what you're experiencing. I suppose that word doesn't really fit, but it's tough to communicate with this language to explain how light doesn't have boundaries. The light doesn't have restrictions. You just have to get used to using it again. That's the best I can do, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and you've taught me so much about this. I still can't yet get very, very detailed. You know, I knew certain things that were going on, but it was nice to finally connect. But one of the things that you taught me, you know, I like to go out into the woods and I always stop and ask permission. And I began to realize that I'm not really asking the trees or the path or anything. I'm asking a field of energy as if I was in the ocean. So I'm connecting more with the whole field that I'm entering. And the response has been so much more welcoming. You know, it's almost like I get a little push forward, like, yes, here we're embracing you. So same thing when we're communicating with another being we love. We feel into the field of our relationship, let's say, the field of our heart centers connecting. And that seems to be like a microphone where we can really receive feelings and experiences of, oh, it's everything's okay, that everything's good. And then even further from there, we get more detail. How would you explain it, Q?
Yeah, that's well done. It's kind of finding a point that you know you can get to, a region, a topic that you know you, and then working your way forward or backward from it. And that's, of course, not coincidental. That's how we get a lot of the soldiers, their memories back, is getting them to work with their natural and or innate abilities through their heart. I do look forward to when we work with the healers, self-realization groups. Notice the healing group is very big for us here, and so we are sorting them. And so that's my great encouragement to be patient with that group. And then that's going to complement the collaboration centers brilliantly. So the collaborations, got a collaboration centers and the kids camps. No, I haven't forgot about you, my Ballard girls. I look forward to teaching that and bringing others in that can teach it. Certainly, we got to be absolutely flooded with beauty from Lucia Nicole Evans a week ago. And those are great, great examples of that I look forward to teaching as well and learning, because in this body, there are degrees of differences from our perspectives. Our perspective and how we enjoy our legacy communication system. I'm not fond of the word telepathy, because consciousness is far more advanced than just interpretation. A translator on your head is very powerful, don't get me wrong, but that's all it's really doing. So that is going to be fun, engaging with these groups and learning other modalities that we typically used when we're in other societies, other realms of our universe. Any other questions?
Thank you for sharing that. If you had updates, I have a little story if we have time for that, but maybe we should go with the updates first to make sure we have time for that.
No way am I passing up a story from Asha. Come on now.
Okay. There's a beautiful story about a high school English teacher who asked her students to write someone famous and ask for advice. And there was only one person who wrote back, and his name was Kurt Vonnegut. I believe I said that correctly. And he said to the children, he wrote back a letter and he said, "My advice is to practice any art, music, singing, dancing, acting, drawing, painting, sculpting, poetry, fiction, essays, rapport, no matter how well or badly, not to get money or fame, but to experience the becoming, to find out what's inside of you, to make your spirit grow." And he says, "Seriously, I mean, starting right now, do art and do it for the rest of your lives. Draw a funny picture, dance, sing right now, make faces in your mashed potatoes." And then he gives an assignment. He says, "Write a 6-line poem about anything, but make sure it rhymes. Make it as good as you possibly can. And you will find that you've already been gloriously rewarded for your creativity, your poem, because you have experienced becoming. You've learned a lot more about what's inside of you, and you have made your spirit grow." That's from Kurt Vonnegut.
Wow, you should get a radio show. Well, let's do a couple updates here. How about that? Is that all right?
Fantastic. Thank you.
That was brilliantly done. Thank you, Asha. That is just great. Okay, so Go Within could use a couple more words. Okay, I'm with you. All right, let's start. I'm going to start with the Australia groups. So decided on 7 p.m. Brisbane time. Invitations will be coming out this next week. And so have your performers ready, please, if you've been listening, ready to present. With Australia, I'm going to, the people on Perth region, I'm going to take you separately, so you don't necessarily have to get up at the crack of dawn unless you want to. I can hear you loud and clear, Perth, and thank you for your correspondence, helping me with the legacy Aboriginals. Elders and so forth. I'll stay tuned. I have some updates for you on that. Performers, again, remind you that we're looking for action items you need to move forward with your project. So I just want to, it's not in no way, shape, form, I'm here to judge again. It's just to be of service to you. And I'm showing you how you can standardize manifestation, and we're going to use that for the rest of the world too. And so we've already had several folks come through with their performance, and I'll speak to that in the future. The European groups, that includes Africa, Ireland, better show up. You know who I'm talking about. We've agreed on German, Austrian time, that time zone at 9 p.m. So the invitations will be going out there. Again, have your performers ready, regardless of project description. We may sort you a little bit more, but just have your performers ready based on needs assessment. Nothing to do with money, please. And then let's see. That includes you too, UK. Forgive me. The ag folks, I'll assume your invitation's already been sent. If you haven't got them, stay tuned. They will be. And we'll do a second round of performers then. And then the healer self-realization group, that section, your invitations, I'll assume, have already been sent out to you. And I think we're going to get you week after next. And very excited because now you've got Dillis to Lucia, and she wants to help all of you and participate with the other healers that will be signed up soon. The doctors, the nutritionists, let's see, definitely Dr. Neil. I'll need your help. The ag folks, as they get going here, they're going to want help putting together scalable nutrition models together based on geography. So as an example, if we have a container ag project in Alaska, the nutrition needs are going to be different than someone in Texas, as an example. So if we, if all of our nutritionists that are showing up, if we could start looking at our pro forma, how we would manage nutrition geographically as our standardized ag systems come together. Other than that, great encouragement. I can feel all of you, and just keep it going here. The best is yet to come. There's a couple other items. I think I'm fumbling here. We can catch it next week, I guess. Occasionally, I do look at emails, but I'm not admitting it on the line, am I? Yes, I am. Very, very interesting email came across. Could we talk about that one, Asha?
That's a great idea.
Do you have it in front of you? Can you read it? Because I don't have it.
I don't, but I remember what it was saying.
Maybe I can find it real quick here. Let's see if I can do this or not. What's exciting to me is when we get some feedback about success stories. And I'm always thrilled to get these success stories, because I don't get a lot of feedback, and gosh, it's just so thrilling to have a poster board about this. Yeah, I don't think I have it. Forgive me. I did send it to you, though. Correct?
Yes, I just don't have my computer up.
Weird. Wow. Wow. These guys are good. These guys are really good. Okay, fine. Whatever. Why don't you summarize what the email is about, since I have no memory?
Oh, okay. So one of the lovely beings that has been on the radio and Project Review mentioned that she had a friend, and the friend was in a health crisis. Their intestines were all twisted and they were in excruciating pain. So they went to the hospital and they started doing their commands, and they did it with great force. And they just kept doing their commands out loud in front of everybody. And of course they're in the waiting room, and they were going to do some emergency surgery because there was a massive blockage in the intestines. They were all twisted up. So, she's waiting for the surgery, if I recall properly, and she starts doing the commands with even more force, really, really commanding her spirit to heal her and to clear the blockage. You know, all of her commands were just about healing herself, from what I recollect from the email. And then it came time, they got her in to do the surgery, and she said, "Can I just have a moment?" And she did some more commands. And then when they looked at the scan, she was out of pain by that time, and everything was fine.
Yeah, that, okay, very good. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, and so I believe the story continued where they couldn't believe that, you know, an hour later, this person doesn't have the problem anymore, and they did open her up and just take a peek, and she was healed, and they closed her back up, I think is how the story goes. The individual that has emailed me that, I do accept your suggestion, and I would love to have that person on the radio in the future and talk to others about it. And I applaud you for having so much faith in yourself. And thanks for teaching the doctors what natural healing is all about. Wouldn't you say, Asha?
Bravo. Standing ovation. Fantastic.
Yeah, so this lady is brilliant, and it proves several things. Number one, we're getting stronger. So, and these stories aren't so fantastic now. It's like, wait a minute, we are gods. We do have this power, and it's proving that you're growing into your authority. And I just applaud this person for giving me this story, and I can't wait to hear more stories, and I'm so sorry that I am not able to go through massive amounts of emails. It's just not my passion. I would prefer to communicate with you one-on-one and in person, and it's more authentic, and I feel we get a lot more work done. And I believe emails, I know emails were designed to misdirect timelines, and they're designed to slow you down, believe it or not. And it's my great encouragement that we keep talking, and that's what this radio show is for, so I can get a broad message out to you. Before I forget, again, the collaboration centers, you're coming up real fast too here, and the invites might not go out this week, but I'm ready for all the Camper Kyla folks, summer camps, to start up for kids. And it's real important that the healing groups go first and the ag guys go first, so that they can populate your wonderful villages. And again, keep your performance warmed up and keep focusing on what people, especially the collaboration centers, the healing centers. I know there's lots of people who have abuse centers and things like that. Find your patients now. Find the people. Get them aligned with your passion. What do people really want? All you educators, you're coming up real quick here. What do our kids want? Have we asked the kids what they want in their education? And what did we learn from our education system? Is my great encouragement. All your performers now need to have the deliverable qualified as much as your intrinsic project. That's my great suggestion. So if you're going to start a school, go ask the community what they want in the school. I'm going to be the first in line to talk to every superintendent in North America. Why are we listening to this curriculum over and over again about Christopher Columbus, et cetera, et cetera? We are in control now. And there's no more rules, everyone. We're ready. Let's go break some rules. And I can't wait to keep this dialogue going with all the attorneys that have called in, at least called into me, regarding sovereignty and self-realization of who we are, what we want to be. It's my great encouragement. Asha, do you have any words for me?
If you're closing, I have a closing word.
Okay, close. I'm close. I'm not close. That's one of the greatest sales pitches ever. Always be closing. Okay. Sell me something, Asha.
So you and Ra and I were looking for other words for love. And I found one that is very appropriate for Project Review because it's the name of one of our beautiful Star Project Review friends. And what this name means is the glee and honor you feel from being loved. And the word is Naz.
That's a done deal. That's a done deal. And she is nothing but love. And that's why she came to this planet. And she is the God of love. And I probably should have told her in person, but she doesn't need me. She already knows it. And she's an incredible team member. And she's a light being that we will all enjoy very soon. And she's getting tooled up and she's getting her feet back underneath her. And she's here to support you. And she just has to breathe and she supports love on a planet. That's how powerful she is. She's incredible. And that will be our new word for I Naz you.
I would like to apologize for Naz that we haven't been able to get into communication. Maybe you're feeling more the depths of why we haven't. You are in our hearts all the time. We're always connecting and we will be more in depth with that soon. So thank you for your patience, Naz.
Yeah, so I believe we got the invitations out to that group. So thank you so much for your help, Chris and Kristen, Christopher and Kristen. They're brilliant. And I think with that, we might as well do it again, don't you think?
You know what always makes me laugh?
Let's do it again. Let's see. I'm trying to think where I had that. I don't know where I put it. Where did I put it? All right. I want the best of both worlds. And baby, I know what it's worth. We can have the best of both worlds. A little heaven right here on earth. There's a picture in the gallery of a fallen angel. Look a lot like you. We forget where we come from. And I had a dream. It was really you. And with that, that was fun time for me today. How about you, Asha?
That was so fun. Thank you. Awesome ending. Thank you. Or not ending, but new beginning.
Yeah, we'll do it again next week. And I'll chat with you in a few days. My love to everyone listening. Keep the subscriptions going, please, so I can get a hold of you. And stay tuned. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.